One of the people who would know more about this than just about anyone else was a former advisor to Tony Abbott when he was the health minister and, in fact, helped draft the initial proposal for a GP co-payment. Terry Barnes, good afternoon.
Hello, Brett. How are you?
I'm well. Now, what do you think of what Tony Abbott's announced this afternoon?
Well, I think it's very similar to what I originally put forward in the first place. I think it is a lot cleaner, it's a lot fairer, and from a GP's point of view and from the patient's point of view too, I think it's much easier to manage. What the government tried to do in the budget was far too complicated, far too complex, and it had unintended consequences in terms of hitting people's co-payments for especially pathology and radiology.
And basically, it seems to me that what Tony Abbott announced this afternoon means that there, instead of a $7 across-the-board co-payment, there would be a $5 co-payment, but people who are on pensions, for example, those who are disadvantaged, would get bulk billed as they do currently. Is that your understanding?
Well, that's my understanding, yes. But even currently, those people are not automatically bulk billed. That's the doctor's discretion. But what's going to happen is that the Medicare rebate for those general practice services won't be cut for those people, and there will still be an incentive to doctor, I think it's about $9 per service, to actually bulk bill those people so that they don't have to pay a co-payment. In terms of the rest of us, basically, I think the reality is that we will all pay co-payments in time.
There is, Tony Abbott said there will be a what he calls discretionary $5 co-payment, but basically doctors are getting $5 left, so unless they're feeling particularly generous, they have to pass it on to patients, don't they?
Well, that's right. I mean, what the government has announced is cutting the Medicare rebates for general practice by $5 for those non-eligible people, but also not indexing those rebates, as far as I can tell, indefinitely, so that basically it's an incentive to the doctor, or some would say forces the doctor to charge the co-payment to actually make their books sort of balance. But when you think about it, I mean, many people already pay co-payments. I mean, there are whole parts of Australia where you can't find a bulk billing doctor. I mean,
true.
Canberra, for instance, and certainly large parts of Melbourne. So for many of us, this is just the reality already.
Is the whole purpose of this, when you were designing it, is the whole purpose of it to change people's behaviour, to make people stop and think before going to the doctor?
Yes, it was basically to send a price signal, as they like to call it, to people when they're thinking about going to the doctor, asking themselves the question, look, there's going to be a cost here. Do I really need to go to the doctor on this occasion? And, of course, it's got to be big enough to make people ask that question, but still small enough to not deter people from going if they're convinced that they actually definitely have to. And I think that's very important because we do take... I know we pay our Medicare levy, but because bulk billed services are free when you go to the doctor, you tend to take them for granted, and we want people... Well, I wanted people, and I think the government certainly wants people to ask themselves the question beforehand. Of course, back in 1991, the Hawke government actually implemented this very measure. And what the government has announced today, the Abbott government, is actually very similar to the 1991 package, far more so than its budget measure.
And as has been pointed out, it did cost one person his job, or it was a factor in it, and that was Bob Hawke. Can you see why that any government would be reluctant to bring this in when we now have acceptance of universal health care?
Well, I think that's a very fair point, Brett, but I think back in 1991 there was a little leadership struggle going on between Bob Hawke and Paul Keating, and Keating basically dissed all his principles about good economic management to back dropping the co-payment to basically beat Hawke in the caucus. In this case, look, I think the government needs to be at least congratulated for standing up to the principle since the budget. I mean, it's taken a hell of a lot of sticks, and probably deservedly so in terms of the way it's put things together and sold it politically. But it's stuck to the principle, and I think it's finally realised, Tony Abbott and Peter Dutton, the health minister, have finally realised that it's important to establish the principle in a fair and reasonable way. And once it's there, I think people will see that the world won't end tomorrow, and that's a very important thing. But what they did try and put in place in the budget was just far too complicated and far too, it had unfairness written all over it.
Now, listening to this, and we will get to Dr. Bartone in a moment, is the president of the AMA Victoria. Now, I know he will say there will be some people who will look at any co-payment and think, well, no, I won't go to the doctor, I can't afford it. and they'll be people who genuinely need help. Now, isn't that a concern? You're going to create a disincentive for people who do need to go to the doctor.
Well, I disagree with that, Brett. I think $5, which is basically a $5 note across the counter when you go to the doctor, is not a great deterrent. And for most of us, it is actually, especially outside those more disadvantaged groups that are covered by the protections that the government's announced, it's really not that great, not a great deal of money at all. I think we need to value the services we get and services like those that Dr. Bartone actually provide. I mean, if we take those things for granted, we just don't we don't use scarce resources, scarce time and scarce doctors' talent as fairly and efficiently as we can.
All right, Terry Barnes, thank you.